I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Super excited to have you with us today. Today, I kind of want to piggyback off of our last podcast when we were talking about friendships. And one of the things that came up in that conversation that I was having with my dear friend Naomi, I'm so grateful to have her with me on the last podcast, was this thought about valuing who we are as a person. And we were talking about how when Naomi would walk into a room of people, she would walk into a room full of confidence. And in her mind, she's thinking, I cannot wait to meet these people. And I sure darn well know these people cannot wait to meet me. They're going to love me. Like, that is the concept and the thought process that Naomi would walk into a room full of people. And I'm like, Naomi, that is so not the norm. She's like, what? And I'm like, yes, I would bet you that the majority of people in life do not have that same experience. And so I began to relate my personal experience where walking into a room before today, that's just to clarify, this is a process that I have learned to overcome and just come into a fuller understanding of who I am as a person and my value and self-worth. And it's changed my life, how I view myself and how it has changed so many things. And we'll dive into that a little bit throughout this podcast. But when I remember walking into a room, some of the thoughts that would go through my head is, what if they reject me? What if I'm not good enough? What if they don't see me as qualified? What if they think I'm a phony? What am I doing here? And you kind of talk yourself into a freak out mode and your anxiety level goes up, your stress level goes up. You can feel your heart racing and your palms are sweating, your armpits are sweating, and you're like so nervous because you're going to have to say hello to somebody you don't know and meet somebody you don't know. And what if they reject you? What if you're not cool enough? What if you don't belong? Ugh. What if you don't belong? And all of a sudden, you're out of control in your thoughts and they're just racing. And then before you know it, you're hustling for approval. You're hustling to agree with whatever is the common opinion. You're hustling to fit in and you're hustling to people please so that you feel accepted and that you feel a part and that you belong and that your value is now defined by your acceptance of this group of people or this friend. And in all this, and all of a sudden you realize that you have lost a piece of who you are because you're so given to pleasing all these people around you that you've lost a sense of your own self-worth, a sense of your own value, because you don't even know who you are. Because you're so afraid of the fear of rejection, the fear of not belonging, the fear of being the odd man out, the last one picked for the kickball team, the last person picked for the softball team. You have that fear that plays out in your head, and all of a sudden, you don't want to be found out. You're hustling and hustling and hustling for approval, and you're hustling to be accepted, and you're hustling for worth and for value. You're trying to be and do everything for everybody just to fit in. And your value has gone out the window. You're exhausted. You're burnt out. You feel isolated and like you don't belong. And that key element of when we don't understand our self-worth and our value, it plays such a significant role in our relationships with other people, friendships, your spouse, your coworkers, in the workplace. I know that when I didn't know the fullness of my value, how I saw myself and perceived myself and what I bring to the table in relationships and friendships, that I am worthy of love, that I'm worthy of belonging, that I am an amazing person. You're an amazing person. There's so many unique things about you and so many unique things about me that we bring to the table in relationships that there's nobody else like you out there. And the amazing value and worth in that discovery, in that discovering your treasure of who you are as a person, it's more valuable than any precious jewel, precious gold, precious metal. It will change your life. And I know for me, I got caught up in when I did not know my self-worth and my value. I got caught up in this people-pleasing pattern and behavior where I was doing what everybody else wanted me to do, even if I didn't want to do it. I was busier than all get out, doing anything and everything for everybody. Saying yes when I really wanted to say no. I was resentful. I was exhausted. It was stressful. And you can only go that level and that at that pace, hustling and hustling and hustling for approval and hustling and hustling and hustling to fit in and just hoping that you maintain that status quo just to be a part and belong. And that deeply rooted desire for relationships and connection. I know I've talked about it. We're hardwired for connection. We all want to belong to someone, to something. It will make us do crazy things if we don't have a grasp of our self-worth and our value. It can destroy relationships with your spouse. It can ruin your work-life balance. You have no boundaries, and it's a difficult life to lead. And you can only toe the line and do that for so long before eventually it catches up to you. Me, I know, hustling to people please, it was so hard, because it felt like when I started going through this self-discovery, learning, growth, growing personally and maturing, it felt like trying to discover who I really was as a person, because I went through my life so many times trying to please people and find my value by pleasing everybody else that I didn't even know truly who I was as a person. And I think about that Julia Roberts movie, Runaway Bride, and it is just hilarious, where she is this girl who for every relationship that she's in, she changes who she is as a person. So in one part of the movie, she's dating this guy who's like a farmer, a country guy. So now she's wearing flannels and jeans and boots. And in that, she gets to the altar and ready to marry him. And she chickens out and she runs out of the wedding. And then we see the next scene where she's engaged to this primed and primed, well proper gentleman and wealthy man, and so you see her, she's in her beautiful hat, you know, at the races, and she's just all pristine and beautiful in all of her dresses. And then we get the next scene and she's at the wedding and she's walking down the aisle and she makes eye contact with the man, her future husband right there, and she sees him and she runs out of the chapel. And you see this over and over again throughout the movie. And I think it's Richard Gere who she eventually ends up falling in love with. And he begins to call her out. He goes there to interview her because he hears about this woman who is this runaway bride who can't commit, and you know, and he of course ends up falling for her. And he starts calling her out on her crap. Like, you don't even know who you are. You don't even know what you want. You don't even know your own self-worth and self-value, that you just change to whatever people want and expect out of you instead of even diving in to discover your own self-worth and who you are. And so to make a long story short, we get to, you know, like even these guys, every single guy that she was dating, she would change the kind of eggs that she would eat. Like with one guy, he loved scrambled eggs, so she would eat scrambled eggs. Another guy liked his eggs over easy, so she liked her eggs over easy. Another one liked eggs Benedict, so she ate eggs Benedict. And so every single guy, she changed what she liked to please this person. So at the end of the movie, you see her. This is a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. You see her with like 20 plates of eggs and they're all made differently. And she's tasting every single one to find out who is the real Julia Roberts. Who is she? And so she's tasting all these eggs to find out what she likes. She's trying on all these clothes to find out which style she really likes. She's doing all these things to find her true person, who she is and what she values, what matters to her. And that is so important that we find those pieces of ourselves out, that we are not hustling for the approval of other people to find our value and self-worth. We're not changing who we are to try to belong to a group of people. We're not altering our value system or changing what we believe in or just sacrificing who we are as a person for defining our value and our self-worth. So as we talk about this value, I had to ask myself, where did this begin for me? Like, where did it start where I questioned my value and self-worth? And so the thing that came back to my memory was when I was a child, and I know I've talked about this before, where I grew up in a Pentecostal environment where women, you know, only wore skirts, they didn't wear makeup, they didn't cut their hair. And so already as a child, you're starting elementary school, you're with your peer groups, and that is a challenge in of itself. But then you already look different. You don't wear pants. You're not wearing leggings. You know, back then it was the stirrup leggings and tight rolled pants. And you wore a jean skirt and or a khaki skirt. And you wore leg warmers instead of pants underneath your skirt in the middle of winter. And so you look different. You had long hair, no makeup. And so I know that for myself, I was a strong-willed child. And so for me, every kid wants to belong and fit in. So for me, what did that look like? That meant that I started hustling for my value. I started wanting to prove myself that I was good enough, that I fit in, that I was a cool kid. And that meant that I worked hard at being perfect, hustling for perfection in all that I did. So, you know, that meant like I would prove myself. Like I wanted to be the best at kickball. Like I wanted to be the first one picked on the team. So that meant that I worked my butt off to be the best at kickball out in that field. And darn it, I was one of the first ones picked. You know, I was tough. I could kick that ball right outside over second base, right down the line, and get a home kickball run, whatever the word was back then. You know, if it was schoolwork, I wanted to make sure that I had an A+, that I could prove that I was top of the class, that I was going to get that A in math. I was going to get that A in science and art class. I was going to draw and be creative more than anybody else in singing and in musicals and drama, that I was there to prove myself that I was the best and that I belonged. And so from elementary school, I was hustling already. I learned to hustle to prove my value and self-worth because I already looked different. I started finding my value. People would say, Bethany, you're awesome at this. Bethany, you're good at this. And so then it was like that thing where you strive for that feedback. You strive for that attention. You strive for that approval and that belonging to fit in, and you start to define your value by your performance, your value by what you bring to the table, your value, because that's what got me in that pattern of people pleasing. And so when all was said and done, that's where the hustle began. And in elementary school, and you know, only into your adult life, that you can only hustle for so long before you burn yourself out. And I'm so glad that I've been able to unpack that in that self-discovery to be a better, wholehearted, love myself, self-compassion, and and not strive for perfection, but know I'm worthy. I'm worthy for bringing the best of who I am to the table, not because of my performance or people pleasing, but because of I am doing the best that I can with who I am and knowing that that is what sets me apart as an individual. My worth is not tied to what I do or how far I kick that ball on the kickball team, but it's simply because of who I am as a person. Brené Brown makes a statement in her Dare to Lead book that just recently came out. I believe it was last year, 2018. She makes this statement: once everyone understands their value, we stop hustling for worthiness and we lean into our gifts. That's such a true statement, because I know that that statement is truly a representation of how I know that I operated. I was hustling to people please all the time. And as I stated before, doing things that were beyond my boundaries and just beginning to live a life that eventually caught up with me and was resentful and angry and frustrated. And I didn't fully understand what I brought to the table. And when I began to discover who I was in that sense, knowing my value, knowing my self-worth, my value in the sense that my time is valuable, putting boundaries on my time, putting boundaries on where I invest my money, putting boundaries with family first as a priority, putting boundaries on what I know that I can do with excellence. I was tired of doing everything and just doing everything good. I wanted to do something with excellence. And you know, that is when you're people pleasing, you're just getting by with doing everything good. And the quality is not the same as when you know your value and you focus on those things that you are good at and your gifts and your talents. And then you're excelling in them and you're growing in them and you're blossoming and blooming in them. We stop hustling for our worthiness when we understand our value. And for most of us, we can begin to get curious and we can understand and dive into those areas where we maybe have fear, or where we can begin to unpack and get curious about those moments that were triggers for us of where our value and our worthiness came into question. And it's from those places that we can begin to speak truth and life and the truth to our own self of who we are. Moments of self-compassion, moments of grace and graciousness. And it's in those places that we grow. And maybe there's others that your self-worth and your value, you have gone through some traumatic things that maybe you need to seek counseling or seek a therapist just to begin to talk through some of those things. But I tell you, I would empower you and encourage you, if that is you, to do that, because it'll transform how you see yourself. It'll transform how you live your life, every day of your life. The revelation of your value and self-worth changes everything. It changes everything about your day-to-day interactions, from the moment you look at yourself in the mirror to the moment you see your spouse in the morning, you kiss your children in the morning, and go to work and see your coworkers. It'll change every interaction and every relationship once you grab a hold of the trueness of your value and who you are as a person. So today, I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you today that you are worth it. You are of great value, of great price, more valuable than gold, more valuable than silver. You know, because gold and silver, those prices fluctuate all the time, and nobody can assign value to you Only you can assign your value. Only you can determine the value of who you are as a person. Only you. And you, my friend, are of great value. You, my friend, are of so much worth. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. You are not some afterthought, but you are worth it. You are amazing and strong and powerful and full of life. Today, I want to encourage you to dig in and dive into those places that have challenged who you are as a person and your value and self-worth, and begin to speak truth and life into that moment. Maybe it happened in elementary school. Maybe it happened in high school. A moment where you began to see yourself as less than, and speak truth into that moment that you are of value and of great worth. I say that and I speak that to you, if you're listening today, that you are, you're worth it, and you are worth fighting for. So thank you today for listening. Until next time, have a wonderful, filled